Continuing with the next paragraph, the Shmoneh Esrei, which is entitled Hodah Modim, which last time we spoke about this was on Thanksgiving. It's also translated in the Art Scroll as, well, Thanksgiving. We're going to discuss a little bit more greater detail about this paragraph, specifically why, first of all, we have this paragraph immediately after the paragraph of Avoda, the temple service. So the Torah brings down, as we've mentioned previously, that the Gemara in Megillah discusses that there's a particular order to the Shemoneh Esrei, and says the Torah that V'taknuhu Acha Ritzei, the reason why Modim is mentioned after the paragraph of Ritzei, the paragraph of Avoda, is the Kivan Shibas Avoda Bas Toda, that immediately after Avoda, immediately after, literally the service, serving Hashem the Beis HaMikdash, comes Todah, thanking. Dechsev, and he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Zoveach Todah Yechabdeni, that one who brings sacrifices will be honored with thanks. So the obvious difficulty is, okay, we have a pasuk. The pasuk does say in Tehillim clearly that immediately after the idea of a karban, after Avoda, is Todah, thanks. Perhaps there may be more of an insight to the significance of this connection we'll get to in a few moments. Just to go on a sidetrack for a moment, the Gemara in Menachos discusses the obligation, the amount of brachos that a person is should recite every single day. The Gemara in Menachos tells us, Tanya hayra meir omer chayv adam levarech meya brachos b'chol yom. What is the magic number of brachos a person is supposed to recite every day? 100. And he quotes the pasuk in Parshas Ekev, Shnemar, V'ata Yisrael, and now Yisrael, Mashem Elokecha Shalom Imach. What is Hashem really asking from you? So the play in the words, instead of Ma, what is Hashem asking from you, but rather to fear Him, have yours Hashem. So another way of reading it is Meya, 100. So that's what the Gemara in Menachos tells us, that there's a significance that when a person says a bracha, that's a way in which somehow that causes a greater level of Yiras Shemayim, greater level of Yiras Hashem. It's obviously, if a person says the bracha, not just saying it as we're so familiar doing it, perhaps not even remember or thinking about the words that we say, but if you really think about the bracha before you recite it with kavana, that's a way to instill levels of Yiras Shemayim within oneself. Furthermore, the Rebar Yarkar explains this connection of 100 brachos to our section of the Shemoneh Esrei. The Rebbe Yarkar tells us, V'yishomrim, ki modim ola mea begematria. If you look at the word modim, and you decide to calculate the numerical value thereof, so you have the two mems in the word modim, the first and last letter, which is 40 plus 40 is 80. The vav and the dalid is a 6 and a 4, which is another 10, which equals 90. And there's a yud sandwich in there somewhere, which will equal 100. So we see that the word modim equals 100. So what's the significance about this? The Rebbe Yarkar tells us, Kenegin mea karbonos umea brachos. He says that there's 100 karbonos. Doesn't explain exactly how that's calculated. And there's 100 brachos, which we just established, that a person should say every day. And then he quotes the Medrash Tanchuma. He says, "Re'ein Moshe that Moshe Rabbeinu saw Shebeis HaMikdash Asid L'char." He noticed that unfortunately the Beis HaMikdash would not always stand in its glory. Eventually, the Jewish people will be in Golus, will be in exile. Therefore, Tikun Yisrael Shehum Espalin Shol Shepamim Biyom. Therefore, he instituted. He was instrumental in having us daven. Lefi Shabracha Chaviv Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The brachos that we recite, says the Medrash, are even more chaviv, more special and beautiful in the eyes of Hashem, even more than all the sacrifices of all the karbanos. So of course we are lacking the fact that we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, but by reciting the brachos is a way that we're able to tap in to that same form of avoda that we were able to do when the Beis HaMikdash was kaim, when it stood. The question is, what exactly is this connection between a bracha and karbanos and the avoda? So if we're able to study the word modim, which is 100, which corresponds to the brachos, we then perhaps can now understand the significance and purpose of the Shemoneh Esrei, as well as the significance and the purpose of saying a bracha. So we mentioned before, Rav Huttner discusses the difference between the word todah and hodah, and moda, being moda to something. Person is moda, like moda ani. Person admits, acknowledges something. And when a person receives some type of a benefit, you're supposed to say todah, todah rabah, thank you. He says that there's really a very strong connection between those two words. Because when a person is saying thank you, what you're actually doing is you're acknowledging that that person performs some type of service for you, and that you are beholden to that person. That you have this ability to acknowledge and to recognize that that person did something for you. That you owe them on some level. That you recognize that that person did you such a favor. And therefore, that's the connection of what the word todah and what being moda really means. By recognizing that someone did you a favor. And the first time that we say this is the first word which comes out of our mouth in the morning. When we say moda ani lefanecha, what we're really acknowledging is we're telling Hashem that without you, I would not have the ability to spend another day on this earth. And therefore, moda ani is a way for me to be able to show my appreciation that I acknowledge that Hashem gave me this extra day, this gift. Says the Reb Yakar that this is really the kavana of what it means to recite a bracha. Very often a person, let's say you take a seed and you plant it in the ground, and all of a sudden you have an apple in front of your hands. You're about to eat it. So it's very possible you can look at it and apply the pasuk of Koch Ve'otzim Yadi Yasali Asachai Lazeh. It's me, it's my actions. I put all this hard work into this. When we recite a bracha, we say that it's Bari Pre'etz. This is Hashem's creation. And the fact that Hashem gave me this, it's exactly that. It's a gift. And I have to acknowledge that. I have to be modim. I have to recognize that it was not my work, but rather it was Hashem's gift, Hashem's hand. And therefore, explaining the words of the Torah, this is the connection between avoda and then immediately afterwards todah. Because avoda stems from the word an eved, a slave, a servant. A servant doesn't have anything. They don't own anything. Everything that they receive is something which is given to them because their master was nice enough to let them have something. So if when we do our avoda, and we act like a subservient person, then immediately afterwards, what is the next thing we have to say? Todah. We have to say modim. We have to thank Hashem. Because we acknowledge that everything we have is not from my own hands, but rather it's because Hashem gave it to me. And that's also, as it's explained, we find two words that go hand in hand. Lahodos ulahalil. If you look at the end of halil, you find that there are some people that have the custom to recite a pasuk that v'Avraham zakin ba'bo yamim v'Hashem berachas Avraham bakol. Hashem blessed Avraham bakol with everything. We look at the beginning of Avraham's life, that the first, according to some, Nisoyan, the first test that Avraham had was lech lecha. If you look at those words, lech lecha, interestingly enough, if you calculate that gematria, lech lecha is 50 and 50, which is 100. Lamed and two lameds is 30 and 30. Two chafs is another 40 is 100. So which is what Hashem is telling Avraham is that it's necessary that when you go, you have to acknowledge that everything in your world, everything that you have, is something which I gave you. It's not from your own hands. And the very end, when we said that Hashem berachas Avraham bakol, that Avraham really acknowledged this. Because if you look at the word bakol, the bet, two, and if you would multiply that by the kol, the chaf and the lamed, another 50, two times 50 again, is the 100. The fact that Avraham acknowledged the halel and the hodah, he recognized that it was everything that he had was from Hashem. But this is a very difficult thing that a person has to grapple over, but that's what a person is really saying when we recite the paragraph of modim. And that's the reason why during modim, we dafka at that particular time, we show our subservience by bowing down. Because when a person bows down, you're showing that, who am I? I'm nothing. A person who is a Baal Gaiva, who is haughty, they walk with their head up high. A person who is humble, they bend down. And the idea of actually bowing during modim is that idea that we're showing Hashem, that modim, that we're thanking you, that we acknowledge you by doing this, by bowing down and reciting modim.